Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled As If We've Met Before: LLMs Exhibit Certainty in Recognizing Seen Files. We're talking about it now because it documents something important. When language models encounter files they've seen before,
they can act unusually certain about it. That has implications for privacy, for caching and deduping in your pipelines, and for how these systems behave in the wild. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the pain is onboarding documents and keeping them clean. Teams dump PDFs, notes, logs, and specs into a knowledge base, then spend hours re-summarizing duplicates or re-reviewing the same contract version. If a model can reliably signal, hey, I've seen this file or a near twin before, you can skip duplicate annotation, avoid redundant summaries, and speed triage. Flip side, if the model is too certain about a file it remembers, it can leak provenance or hint at sensitive training data. So the need is both efficiency, stop doing work twice, and control. Don't accidentally expose where the model saw it.
So if I sum that up, a trustworthy seen-before signal could save time and clicks when you ingest docs, while avoiding awkward moments where the model reveals more than it should. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two things converged. First, modern LLM use is very document-centric. Retrieval systems, longer context windows, and caching mean models repeatedly see near-identical files. Second, research on memorization and data leakage shows models can internalize patterns and surface high confidence when inputs match what they've seen. This paper leans into measuring that certainty as a usable signal. Technically, it sits next to your ingestion and retrieval layers. You can detect repeats, tune thresholds, and add guardrails. It's showing up now because we finally have the tooling, the scale, and the motivation to turn recognition from a quirk into something you can engineer around for performance and for privacy. At a high level, the paper turns an odd behavior into a feature. When an LLM is presented with a file it has already seen, it tends to exhibit unusually high certainty that it recognizes it. The authors operationalize that recognition in two ways: by prompting the model to self-report whether it has seen the file or one like it, and by using model internal signals like token probabilities or logit margins as a proxy for certainty. They run controlled experiments with repeated files, near duplicates, and distractors to show that the recognition signal is detectably higher on previously seen content. Where does this plug in? Several places. First, at document ingestion, you can gate duplicates or near duplicates before they enter your knowledge base. Second, in DDUP for labeling or summarization, skip redundant work. Third, in retrieval and caching, a strong recognition signal can trigger cache reads or a cheaper path. Fourth, in audit or fingerprint detection, flag content the model might have memorized, which matters for privacy and compliance. Compared to prior art, embedding-based DDUP relies on vector similarity and can miss format-induced differences. Explicit fingerprints or watermarking require pre-processing or modified training, and memorization studies focus on risk. This paper reframes it as a practical signal you can measure and act on without retraining the model.
So basically, the model gives off a this-looks-familiar vibe you can measure, and you turn that into a yes-no or a score to drive decisions in your pipeline. Instead of rebuilding your system, you tap into a signal the model already has. Mark, if that exists, what changes for someone running a real doc workflow?
In real life, it means you stop doing the same job twice. When we ingest a batch of PDFs, today we run embeddings, we hash, we still end up with dupes because of headers, footers, or scans. If the model flags, with high certainty, that it's seen this exact spec before, we auto-route it to skip summary and link to the existing note. For labeling, we don't send it back to annotators. And we add a privacy banner. If the model is unusually confident on a vendor doc, we treat it as potentially sensitive and keep it out of user-facing chat until it's reviewed.
Got it. Faster triage and fewer repeated summaries, plus a new checkpoint so you don't leak provenance. If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like step by step?
Simple case, a data engineering team onboarding monthly reports. Step one, they drag a folder into the intake UI. Step two, the pipeline chunks the docs and runs a quick pass hashing and embedding similarity as usual, but now also a recognition check. A prompt like, does this file match content you've processed before? Return a score 0 to 1 and rationale. Step three, anything over a threshold moves to a likely seen bucket with links to the prior version and a one-click reuse previous summary. Step four, for borderline cases, a human reviewer gets a diff view, text overlap, model rationale, and the embed cosine score. One toggle accepts reuse, the other forces a fresh pass.
So very operational. Folders in, buckets out, and a reviewer only looks at the fuzzy ones. Let's go one level up. Imagine a shared notebook or product workflow, multiple people asking the model about the same corpus. Mark, what happens there?
In a collaborative notebook, the model becomes provenance aware. When I paste a CSV or a design doc, the system checks recognition. If it's strong, it pops a banner. We've seen a similar file in Project X, last edited by Priya 2 weeks ago. Reuse artifacts? I can click to attach her summary and code snippets. When I ask for an analysis, the agent reuses cached intermediate results if the file matches. In chat, if someone asks about that doc, the assistant cites the earlier summary and warns if it might be stale because the file looks like a near duplicate, not identical. That cuts duplicate work and improves traceability.
Under the hood, that advanced flow rests on two mechanics. First, generating the recognition signal. You can combine a self-reported confidence, I'm 0.92 sure I've seen this, with a numeric proxy like average log prob stability across chunks. Second, thresholding and routing. Pick a high threshold for auto reuse, a middle band for human review, and a low band to ignore. Trade-offs are key. A high threshold minimizes false positives, safer for privacy, but you'll miss some near duplicates. A lower threshold catches more dupes, but risks overconfident claims. In retrieval, the signal can boost re-ranking scores, trigger cache hits, or shorten toolchains. For example, skip reparsing and jump to answer composition if a cached summary exists.
Thanks, Jamie. Put differently, you watch a dial, and depending on where it lands, you either reuse, review, or redo. Before teams rush to implement it, Jamie, what are the limits and preconditions the paper calls out?
Several. First, experimental setting. Recognition is most reliable in controlled conditions. Identical or near-identical content, consistent chunking, and minimal pre-processing changes. If a PDF gets OCR'd with noise or you strip headers differently, the signal weakens. Second, context dependence. The model needs enough of the file in context to feel familiarity. Tiny snippets may not trigger certainty. Third, model variance. Larger models and ones trained on similar domains tend to produce stronger, more calibrated signals. Smaller or highly fine-tuned models may be brittle. Fourth, sensitivity to formatting. Line breaks, tokenization, and markup can shift the logit patterns the method relies on. Failure modes include false certainty on templated documents and drift across model versions. What was recognized in V1 may not be in V2. The authors suggest future work on robustness to pre-processing, larger scale audits across domains, and mitigation strategies to dampen certainty in privacy-sensitive settings.
In plain terms, it works best when the file really is the same, your chunking is stable, and the model can see enough of it. If your scans are messy or your tools change the formatting every week, don't expect magic. Actionably, teams should do 3 things. Log the recognition score next to every doc, set conservative thresholds with a review lane, and add a privacy check so high certainty hits don't leak into user chat by default. Mark, from an org setup point of view, what else do you put in place?
Instrumentation first. We log the score, the prompt template version, chunking parameters, and the model build so we can audit drift. Governance. We write a simple policy. Scores over X must be reviewed before reuse in customer-facing outputs. Anything flagged as potentially memorized gets a privacy tag. Training. We show teams how to interpret the banner and not over-trust it. Recognition is a hint, not a verdict. Where it breaks in practice. Heavily edited docs, OCR noise, or when product teams silently change PDF parsers and the chunks shift, your thresholds suddenly misfire. So we put a canary set of files we run weekly to recalibrate thresholds and catch those changes early.
That's concrete. Log everything, gate high scores and keep a small calibration suite to catch drift. We'll pick up results and expectations in a minute, but this gives everyone a blueprint for trying the idea without breaking production.
On results, the authors run a mix of synthetic repeats and curated file collections with near duplicates and distractors. They measure how well a model can distinguish seen from unseen using two families of signals, self-reported recognition confidence and logit-based certainty. Metrics include recognition accuracy, separation curves between seen and unseen, basic confidence calibration, and false positive rates at chosen thresholds. Against baselines, naive hashing is perfect on exact duplicates but collapses on format changes. Embedding-based DDUP catches many near duplicates but tends to have higher false positives at stricter thresholds. The recognition signal adds a stronger margin between truly seen files and lookalikes, especially in tightly controlled settings where chunking and pre-processing are stable. Caveat: most tests are controlled. Consistent tokenization, clean text, and enough content in context, so generalization to messy pipelines needs care.
So in plain terms, in the lab, the model's "this feels familiar" dial separates repeats from fresh docs cleanly enough that you can auto-route a meaningful chunk of duplicates and avoid re-summarizing them. But it's based on tidy inputs and steady pipelines. Mark, if a team tries this next week, what should they realistically expect?
Expect the curve to flatten outside the lab. You'll still catch the obvious repeats, but borderline near duplicates fluctuate until you calibrate per corpus. Put a human review lane in the middle band. Keep auto reuse conservative at first, and watch false positives like a hawk, especially for templated reports that feel seen. In practice, we do a 2-week calibration sprint. Log scores, label 100-200 cases, set thresholds per document type, and write a simple governance rule, so high certainty hits don't go straight into customer chat without review.
Jamie, compared to just running embeddings for dedup, how would you combine this recognition signal in a way that's practical today?
Treat it as a cascade. Step 1, hash to catch byte-for-byte duplicates. Step 2, embedding similarity to net semantic near duplicates. Step 3, use recognition as a high-precision gate. Only when the certainty is well above a tuned threshold do you auto-reuse summaries or cached artifacts. For everything else, recognition becomes a ranking boost and a triage hint, not the sole judge. Log the score, keep a review band, and recalibrate when you change parsers or model versions.
Mark, give us the field takeaway. Who benefits most, and under what conditions does this work well?
Teams with heavy document onboarding win first. Legal ops, vendor management, finance closes, customer support runbooks. Security and audit teams also benefit. The signal helps surface potentially memorized or sensitive content for review. R&D labs gain from provenance and cache reuse across repeated experiment reports. Conditions: stable pre-processing, basic instrumentation, a small canary set for weekly threshold checks, and a clear privacy gate, so high certainty hits don't leak into user-facing answers.
Bottom line: this paper turns an odd model behavior into a usable engineering signal for dedup, caching, and privacy triage, as long as you calibrate it and keep humans in the loop. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/i/adaily/en, and also on Spotify. Search for ArcsivLLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.